Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
Good morning. Welcome into the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky, and I hope that those of you that stayed up late, well, early, depending on how you want to look at it, to watch the end of that Ole Miss Vanderbilt game are feeling a little bit better than I am this morning. I'm running on fumes. I'm about to make some coffee the second I'm done recording this and try to spark myself up, because for some reason I struggled to make it through that game last night. Hopefully you guys are feeling a little bit better than me, because I can't even lift up my arms. I'm so tired. I don't know what happened. Anyway, I'm very glad that you guys are with me after Ole Miss goes one and done in the SEC tournament, loses to Vanderbilt 3-1. Dylan DeLucia was not perfect, but he was certainly good enough. And you got a really nice outing from Mallets after Dylan DeLucia kept Ole Miss in the game. Again, it wasn't perfect, but the combination of them definitely pitched it well enough to win. It was the offense last night / this morning that was the killer for this team. Just five hits for Ole Miss last night / this morning. So we'll talk about that, give you a quick reaction to the game itself, and then it's a waiting game now. So we'll talk about all that right here on the podcast. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Follow me on all the social medias. Well, at least Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, all under the same name, Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. Also, if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, wherever you get them, if you're listening in browser, you've got a podcast app on your phone. I know you do, because Apple makes you have one. So hop on over to that podcast app, search Rebel Report, and subscribe. And leave a rating and a review if you like the quick update podcast, like the one that you're getting right here. Let me know about it. I appreciate you. And also, the podcast is brought to you by LB's, just across from Kroger on University Avenue, right there in Oxford. It's grilling season, no doubt. And the weather this weekend, at least where I live, looks amazing. I'm going to be doing some grilling this weekend. You should be doing some grilling as well. And LB's, again, LB's meat, just across from Kroger on University, is the best place in the state to get it. If you are anywhere around the Oxford area and you're going to be cooking with meat, you have to go there. That's the place to go. When you go, tell Greg and the good people there that I sent you. They've also got daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. Good sides, good advice, good people there. Big supporters of your Ole Miss sports teams, especially baseball, but everything. They're big supporters of Ole Miss. And tell them that I sent you at LB's, just across from Kroger on University, right there in Oxford. Also, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com, is the website. If you are located anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi and you are in the market for office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage and data security, phone systems, whatever it is, if it's technology in the office, absms.com has got you covered. And if you tell them I sent you, you get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they'll find a solution for you. absms.com. So again, Ole Miss loses 3-1 to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt only 7 hits on the night. Dylan DeLucia, again, wasn't sharp early. Ended up going 4 1/3, 92 pitches for him, struck out 3, walked 3, but again, 6 hits, 2 runs, and 4 1/3. Josh Mallets came in and was exceptional. 1 hit, 1 run, struck out 5 in his 49 pitches of work in 3 2/3 of an inning. Those two guys were good enough last night for sure. It was the offense. Ole Miss scattered 5 hits around the lineup. Bench had 1, and he had the lone RBI. Kevin Graham had a hit, Dunhurst, as well as Leatherwood and Calvin Harris. That's your 5. That's it for Ole Miss. They only scored 1 run in the 7th inning, and there's your ball game. Despite it going into the early morning hours, it was a rather quick game, truthfully. The pace wasn't all that terrible. Let's see. They had 2 hours and 50 minutes was the official game length for Ole Miss and Vanderbilt. It was a quick game because nobody really did anything offensively. And, you know, I could sit here and like break down the nuances of the game with you. I don't know if that's something you want to hear. And honestly, that's not the story anymore. The story is the waiting game. That is what the story is for Ole Miss now. It's a waiting game. They had an opportunity last night, and Mike Bianco said as much. They had an opportunity last weekend and last night to solidify their standing in the postseason. They had their opportunities. It wasn't one of those things where they needed outside help. All they needed to do was win one of those two games they lost at home to Texas A&M. Or, this isn't an and thing, or win last night. Just one more win would have made you feel a lot more comfortable than you probably should today. And now, there's a chance, a real chance, that they make the tournament regardless. I mean, most people that cover the sport, Kendall Rogers, for example, thinks that there's still a really good chance that they get in. But the selection show when it comes, is going to be very, very uncomfortable, because there's a real chance they don't. I mean, I would call it a coin flip. I know that others have looked at past precedent, and there is precedent for them making the tournament with an RPI that'll be in the top 40. They're still 36. I don't think this has been updated yet to see if they probably will actually even maybe move up after the loss last night, maybe a spot or two. So last night's loss is not going to hurt them in the RPI at all, really. But I'm looking at it where it says they're number 36. You know, they have those 14 wins in the SEC. There's been a lot of debate about whether or not the Governor's Cup counts as an SEC win. The way it's been explained to us is that they look at it differently, but they don't put like an extra win in conference for you. But also, it's not like that's a good win anymore. Mississippi State's RPI is in the 100s. That's how they'll end the season. Mississippi State's RPI is 103 as of this recording. So they won't put like an extra win in the conference record for Ole Miss. And if you say they look at this game differently, well, it's a win against a team with an RPI of 103. So that's not really going to help them all that much, honestly. It's not an impressive win. It's not. It's not an impressive win. It just is a name program that they got that win over, but the team was frankly pretty bad. Either way, it is a waiting game. And despite the run, the unexpected better play that came late in the season, if I told you that back in February when the season's beginning, that they're going to be in this position where they're going to have a losing record in conference play, they're going to have an RPI in the 30s, and there's a really good chance that they don't make the postseason. They went one and done in Hoover, and if they don't get a little bit of help, there's a chance they don't make the postseason. This would have been entirely unacceptable. And it is the end result. And you know, it's still a team I don't want to play. If they do get into a regional, I would not be thrilled to see them. But now that the season as scheduled is over, this is it's a disappointing year. There's your hot take of the day. More at 11, but this in the situation that they're in is one that they and this team should not be in. But here they are. So we sit and wait. We'll find out their fate here in a few days. But as an Ole Miss fan, you need to be rooting for chalk. You want the favorites to win in all of these conference tournaments. You want teams like Alabama to get eliminated soon in Hoover. You don't need somebody like them making deep runs and things like that. So here, I'll actually, these projections were as of yesterday before the games actually happened. Because obviously Kendall Rogers has yet to update his regional projections after they go down at 1 a.m. I certainly would understand if that's not something that he has done. But long story short, I mean, they're a three seed. They're a three seed. And hold on, scrolling a little bit, trying to delay. So, yeah, they haven't changed anything. Ole Miss, they had listed as the three in the Stanford Regional, who is the number three overall team in the tournament. That was a few days ago, though. They have not updated it that I've seen lately. But if you're a three, that means you are on the bubble. That means you are one of the last group of teams that gets in, because obviously all of the fours are the small conference champions that get the four seeds. So hope for chalk. It's still a team that I don't want to play come regional time. But last weekend and today is a little discouraging, considering how well they were playing there for a little while. But either way, we'll see. I hate saying that. I hate when people in my business say that, because, no, we're in the content business. We're supposed to not see. We're supposed to have opinions. And if they're wrong, so what? But this is a very we'll see moment right here. Is we'll see if they're able to get in. Hope for chalk. And if they don't, I expect things to move rather quickly. And if they do, it'll be entirely based on how far they go. But anyway, we'll talk about that more when that time comes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys again here very soon.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.